Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Come before your presence, we honor and glorify your name, for your name is above all names.
Oh, yes.
We thank you for this day, and we thank you for yet another opportunity to glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
For you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, and to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us today, those of you that are watching by internet, and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a familiar passage of Scripture, and I didn't change it, Sister Mathis. The 100th Psalm, verses 1 through 5, we have it on our screen, where we find these words, which are recorded. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen.
I didn't understand the ramification by which God had revealed this to me to speak this morning, but I'm always following God's instruction as well as God's direction. And before I give you my text, before I give you my topic, I want to share that I often go out onto the patio at home and I talk to the Lord every Sunday morning as to the direction that he would have me to go, even though I have studied, prepared, and made great preparation for a message that I think the Lord is leading me to share. And sometimes God will say, I'm affirming it, and sometimes he said, do it over. But this morning I asked him, I said, as I always do, I'm kind of like young Samuel. I said, speak, Lord, your servant, hear it. And the Lord said, what do you see? And I said, I see noise in the trees that shaking from the wind. He said, what else do you see? And I said, it's cold. And I was revealed, not audibly, but spiritually, the Lord said, there's a cold generation. And because there's a cold generation, he said, there is some noise being made. And then it reaffirmed the thing that God had laid upon my heart to share in my topic. And my topic is, what noise are you making?
All right. All right.
What noise are you making in this generation under what we call the dispensation of grace? What noise are you making that shatters the atmosphere? What noise are you making that would draw men into a covenant agreement with the Lord? What noise are you making? If you profess that you are children of the Lord God Almighty, then there ought to be some noise when you went into the house of the Lord. I got shaken when I heard the song that they were singing, and I can't hold my peace when I stand before a holy God and do words of wisdom and knowledge and salutation that elevates God and lower men down to where we need to be. But one day the Lord said, you don't know what I've got in store. And so the Lord is speaking parenthetically to this generation, showing us the way that we ought to live with each other. What noise are you making? I've preached this sermon, but I've always preached it uniquely different because God's word is explosive. Not only is it explosive, but God's word is alive. And it transcends generation to generation, causing men's life to be changed. That's the God that we serve. And so we ask the divine question, what noise are you making? With Christmas a couple of weeks away, we should be grateful for the coming year. And we thank God for this day, a day that has been set apart, a day that has been declared to be holy unto Him. And so the Lord is asking us, how grateful are we to be able to live in a land of freedom and opportunity? How grateful are we as a people who've been bought with a price? How grateful are we as we've been a land that has been blessed and we say in God we trust? How grateful are we as a people? And have we lost our direction? And have we lost our fitting for who He is and why we are in this land and why we do the things that we do? We've been blessed. We are gratefully blessed.
Yes, sir.
Because God looked far beyond our many faults and frailties, and He elevated us as a beacon of light to the world. As believers, we have seen and we are seeing His hand guiding us through both joyful moments and challenging times. And this leads us to respond in our worship and thanksgiving. It ain't all about me. For I feel to be the less of them. I just happen to be a servant called all the way from Dallas, Texas to Alexandria, Louisiana, not knowing why God was leading me. But when you've been called, when you've been bought with a price, when the power of God's hand is upon you, you know what God is leading, directing you, and calling you into a service that shall not fail, but a service that shall elevate Him. And as I think about God's creative power, we are witnessing to all the splendor that is associated with it. I think about what God did. Barad, God who creates all things from non-existing things. It is the God of glory who spoke things into total existence. He barad-ed everything that we see, everything that we know, everything that we can comprehend. God had a purpose and a plan for it. And when God said, let there be, God went through with all the things that He was doing, because I'm reminded of what Jesus said. Because He said, in my Father's house, I'm going to prepare something for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. God is still working things out for our good. Every detail reminds us of His love and the beauty that He has placed in the world. So in knowing this psalm, the psalmist said, in that 100 said, We are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That word joyful means to be glad.
That's right.
To be happy.
Yes.
To be excited. Yeah, I'm crazy about the Lord. To be delighted. And every now and then when the Holy Spirit gets you, it rocks you.
Yeah.
Every now and then when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you say things that baffle the universe. When the Holy Spirit get on you, you are a uniquely different person. You say things and you don't know why, but God is ordering our footsteps. And what God is up to is what man needs right now, because there's some noise that's permeating the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
But I am responding to that word joyful. For in Psalm 122 and 1, it says, I was glad, Brother Gaines, when he said, let us go into the house of the Lord. When you walked through that door, you should have been shouting. I was glad. That makes it personal. That I is a personal pronoun, and God has made it personal with us. So when you walk through that door, you should have been glad when you enter into the house of the Lord. For it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Through my trials and through our tribulation, through our ups and through our downs, I'm glad that the Lord has found us, delivered us, reconciled us, redeemed us. But most of all, our God did something so unique. He saved us. Anybody saved? For we are in the Lord's house this morning, and there should have been some joyful noise. And that joyful noise should penetrate the atmosphere. That expression, pure joy and eagerness for congregational worship. Coming out of the Lord's house, worshiping, honoring God and praising Him for who He is and what He has done. And if you are honoring Him, what noise are you making today? If we define noise, joyful noise, what about noise? Noise is a disturbance. And a disturbance seems to disrupt things. But today, a noise is being implemented within the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. Speak now. This noise today, we're experiencing all types of disturbance, confusion, disagreement, persecution, deaths. Those things are coming.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, we've got a big birthday list on this 9th of February, Monday morning. It's another trip around the sun for these wonderful people. They include Kimberly C. Jackson Baker, Tiffany Sullivan, Barbara Johnson, Gretchen Hardy, Thelma Horton, Gary Hurd, Courtney Wilson, Donisha Banks, Rhonda Zachary Mazzoni, Detrick Lair, Natrika Deshandria Colberth, and Shikanda Fikes, and everyone else around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yeah, maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. All right? We'll turn our attention to the Bible Jeopardy Challenge. What was it that Naboth owned near the palace that King Ahab wanted so much? The answer is in 1 Kings 21:1, and I believe the answer is on the phone right now.